If you choose and choose and choose and choose. Hey now, how y'all doing? Do it, do it, do it, do. I love this song. Y'all know that. Vibrant side. We gotta get wild. Vibrant side. Oh my goodness. Welcome everyone. Welcome to those of you that have stayed with me for many years. Thank you. For those of you that are just learning about me tonight, my name is Geralyn Steele and I am a host here at WCCO Radio. And I have to tell you, I've been here for 27 years. It has been quite a remarkable journey for me. That is for sure. Tonight, it's all about you. It is all about what I have learned, because tonight is my last broadcast. I am leaving WCCO Radio, and it has been a blast. There have been the highs and lows. There's so much to talk about. And I'm opening up, we are opening up all the lines to make sure that you have a chance to say goodbye to me, or if you want to, you know, tell me a funny story about, you know, something I said, or if you ran into me at some point, I would love to hear from you. The phone number is, let me get it right now, 651-461-4226. Did I get it wrong? I missed that last one, didn't I?
9226.
Let's say it again. 651-461-9226. You are welcome to call in, or you can send in a, you can give us a, what is it, Jonathan? Text message. Thank you. You can give us a text message. So either one of those can work out for us tonight. Now, we only have a 2-hour show tonight. Tonight was to be the night that I started with Jess. 2 hours, but then I chose to, decided to just go ahead and, you know, it's been a good run, and I want someone else to be able to come and do a great job and to learn, I hope, as much as I have learned, for sure. So again, that number is 651-461-9226. We will be here from 7 to 9 p.m. only, and I would love to hear from you. I have been a part of your lives, and you have been a part of mine for many, many years, and I will not forget that. I was singing at a church today, a Lutheran church in Edina, and it was called Edina Community, I believe, Lutheran Church. And I had such a great time today singing and a great time meeting all of the members there. And I remember thinking to myself, out of all the things that I have accomplished in life, being able to meet so many Minnesotans and beyond has been a really important part of my life. Some of you have spoken truth into my life, and you didn't know it. Maybe I ran into you at Macy's at a time, and there were people that I met, and they would say, oh, I know that voice of yours. I listen to you. And, you know, just hearing what they think of my show. And sometimes I would ask them, what do you think? Do you think there's a different direction I could go in, or that sort of thing? So it's been amazing. I've had advice and have friendships started for a long time here at CCO. 27 years. You can't just look at that and say, ah, no. It was a big, gigantic piece of my life. So I want to say, first of all, thank you to WCCO Radio for making that happen. Now, again, if you want to call in, I want to make sure you have that number, 651-461-9226. My first caller is Julie. Hey, Julie.
Hush, I didn't realize that that you're leaving. I had just turned the radio on.
Oh.
And, oh, my goodness, you've been a part of our life for 27 years.
Thank you very much. I have so enjoyed it, Julie. There have been times when, you know, I thought to myself, well, maybe it's time to stop. And I always ask the question for a lot of the artists that call in when I did Center Stage. And I would always say to them, okay, the question is, who is responsible for telling us when we're done? And tonight I told myself, I'm done. So.
Yeah. I have such a nice Christmas memory of you.
Oh, please share it.
You sent me a beautiful CD of your family's Christmas music, and it brightened my holiday season so much, and I've listened to it for all those years.
All those years.
I still
Do you
have
remember
it.
The title of that CD? Because we have about four Christmas albums. We love it so much.
Yeah, I just always think of it as the Geraldine, the Steele Family Singers.
Yes.
If I got that right. Yes. Anyway, it's the one with most regular standards.
Oh, I bet it was that first one. I think it was the first one.
Yes.
That's awesome. I hope you still have it, and I hope you'll be playing it as well. I'm so happy you called in, Julie. Thank you so much.
We will be listening, and we love you.
Say a prayer for me, okay?
I will, I promise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear from the listeners. You are the ones that truly matter. You are the ones that really, really matter. We have another Julie calling in from Minneapolis. Hey, Julie from Minneapolis.
I can't believe I'm old enough to remember 27 years ago when you started. But wonderful to have another mature, level-headed woman who always tried to be positive and put so much cheer into our lives on Sunday. And please say hi and goodbye, and we love you, to Michael. It was the only way I learned about what was going on in Wild California, for Pete's sake.
And when you say wild, that's the right word.
and I hope things continue to go well for him. You know, I want to say something that has never been brought up before.
Okay.
I started listening to you 27 years ago, and I was appalled at all these negative calls towards you. And I can hardly remember, but yet I remember. It was the first couple of years that you were on the air. And I think some of them bordered on racism. It was terrible. And then I stopped. I couldn't take it anymore. And I stopped listening for a while.
You know,
and then I came back.
Yeah.
And, it's just been wonderful. And I'm trying not to feel devastated, but please tell us how we can follow you in the future, Carolyn.
I sure will, Julie. I will. Thank you so much for calling tonight. It really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
All right. If you'd like to call in, this is my farewell tonight to WCCO Radio, 27 years of doing radio. I want to begin tonight with a thank you to the woman who made it possible for me to be on radio tonight. I came here one day with a dear friend of mine, Patty Peterson, who said, Geraldine, come have lunch with me. You know, she was here at WCCO full time. And she said, just come over and have lunch with me. And I said, okay, we've been friends for years, traveled all over the place singing and being parts of different organizations. And it was just so much fun. She is really my sister. You know, she is another one of my sister friends. And I have loved having her in my life. And we are still super close. I can't imagine my life without Patty Peterson. But it was interesting how it all happened. I never really went forward to try to be a radio talk show host. I remember talking to Dark Star. You guys remember Dark Star? Yeah. Dark Star was something else. And one day I saw him at the state fair and I said, I want to talk to you about something. And he said, yeah. And we went to the back at the state fair where we had the booth for WCCO. And I said to him, you know, I have really been told that I have a voice for radio. What do you think? He says, well, I think you're right. I think you're right, Geraldine. I think it's right. He says, and I think I can help you with that. Well, I kept waiting and waiting. I kept calling and calling and no response. And he never, ever had a chance, I suppose, to really help me out with that. And that's okay. But it was quite remarkable when Patty Peterson had me come there and have lunch with her. Really, it wasn't lunch. She just decided that she wanted to introduce me to everyone at CCO, especially in management. And I will never forget being in that room on the second floor. And all of these people were in the room, and I didn't know why they were in the room. And Patty said, all of a sudden, she goes, well, sir, our general manager that was in charge at that time, she asked him, she says, so you've been looking for a different voice, and I think I have one. Please welcome Geraldine Steele. And I just couldn't believe it. My mouth was agape, and I just went, are you kidding me? And Patty was like, I think you're the voice. And the general manager said, I agree. And immediately he said, we'd like to give you a four-hour show. And I went a four-hour show. I had to learn the clock. I had to learn everything about being on radio, right? Who would the producers be? All of those, the questions just flooded through my head. But looking at my friend Patty just smiling, and she said, nope, this is good. We need this here at CCO. And I have been here ever since. So Patty, if you are listening, I know I didn't call you to tell you that I'm leaving CCO tonight, but I want to tell you that you are dear to me. I mean, truly dear to me. You are family. Your whole family is family to me. So thank you, because I have only been here this long because you began with my name on your lips in that incredible meeting. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll come back with more calls in just a moment. Oh my goodness, this is one of my favorite songs. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steel Talkin'. Tonight is my last night here at WCCO Radio. After 27 years, I have decided to just go and do some other things that I've always wanted to do. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. And if you'd like to join us, you can call us at 651-461-9226. Now, I talked about Patty Peterson and how I became a host here at WCCO. She taught me so much. I knew nothing about radio, and she was right there with me, and we are still sister friends, period. I must say, though, I want to talk about Julie from Minneapolis, who mentioned how I had such terrible calls when I found out that I was a black woman here at WCCO Radio. I will never forget that I had death threats every day for a few weeks. People would call in. There was one man particularly who had a truck that he would park outside across the street from CCO, and he would call in. And he would say, oh, I'm going to kill you tonight. And I kept saying to myself, don't get upset. Don't worry about it. Just keep going. Keep going. Don't let someone scare you. Don't let them stop you from what God is giving you, this opportunity. Don't let that happen. And so I just kept saying to him, I said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. It was quite humbling. You know, and I kept asking for a security that could possibly walk me outside. And we eventually had across the street was a hotel, and there was a security guard there. And he would stand outside from time to time as I would come out of the building, which was such a blessing. There was also a group of pastors, Pastor McAfee. Oh, I hope you hear this. Pastor McAfee was the one who came with about four of the men. And they saw me coming across the street, and he says, we're here to protect you. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I kept saying to him, I said, sir, I'm not quitting. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. He goes, that's what I expect. And that beautiful man and those men that were with him, I am so grateful to each of you. And I don't remember all of your names, but thank you for thinking about me and what you heard had been happening. And it was you that came together for me. I'm so grateful for that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have Howard joining us from Minneapolis. Hey, Howard.
Hello, Geraldine.
Hey, now. How are you?
Congratulations on 27 years.
That's a lot of years, sir. A lot of years. Thank you. How long have you been listening?
Oh, many years. I remember you at the Fitzgerald with Garrison Keillor.
Ah, yes. In fact, Garrison was one of my favorite interviewers, one of my absolute favorite interviewers. Go ahead.
So my favorite moment with Garrison Keillor was in his living room when Al Franken was running for re-election in 2012.
Oh, my goodness.
And we sang Finlandia for Senator Franken.
Wow. How about that?
Piano in his living room.
How about
that? So I saw you at a restaurant in St. Paul after that.
You did? Do you remember what restaurant it was?
I don't remember the restaurant, but I remember it was in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And the highlight of the week was Friday dress rehearsal at the Fitzgerald.
Bravo. We had such great times during the rehearsals. We would just have a lovely, lovely time. I really am sad that it's still going, but I don't get a chance to see it much, and I miss them so much. So thank you for mentioning that. Howard, thank you for calling
in. I tell folks that the Minneapolis sound continues. The Steels were at the Chicks of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Singing a Sound of Blackness song.
Oh, goodness.
And I tell folks, the Minneapolis sound continues in the Steels and Sounds of Blackness.
Thank you so much, Howard. God bless you. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
All right. My goodness. Let's go over to Judy. Judy is calling from Owatonna. Hey, Julie. Judy.
Hi,
I'm so sorry. Hey, now, you are in a city where a dear friend of mine, Gail Zollner, lives, and I just love that woman, and I love Owatonna, so thank you so much for calling tonight.
I remember I seen you and your brother perform at Trinity Lutheran Church many years ago.
Yes, Trinity
Lutheran.
And
that Lutheran. Was a fantastic concert.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic concert. I'm going to miss you on WCCO.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Judy.
I always listen to you at night. I put my Walkman on my ear and I listen to you, and I shut it off after you're done and go to bed.
Good enough. Thank you for sticking and staying with me all these years. God bless you.
Oh, I love you, dear. I'll be missing you on the radio.
Thank you, honey. Good night.
Jesus greetings.
So bye-bye. Judy from Owatonna, my goodness. All right, I'm going to take one more before we give another story. Ed from Arden Hills. Ed, are you there? Do we have Ed on tonight? Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Hey, Ed, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. I'm just wondering, you called in, and I hear something very strange in the back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think it's your radio. Could you turn your radio down?
I've got it off.
Yeah? Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'll be quick.
Okay, go right ahead.
Two things to say. First thing that came to my mind was, no, it can't be. But the second thing, I've enjoyed listening to you, not for as long as some of these other people, but I love listening to you in the evenings, and I want to say thank you for that. And I hope your life going forward is as blessed as ours have been by having you as part of them.
Oh, Ed, what beautiful words. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling in. You never know when you might see me on the stage one day soon.
You never know.
Yeah. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. I do want to mention Garrison Keillor. I had the opportunity to interview him. And I remember when I asked CCO if I could interview Garrison Keillor, initially the program director at that time said, no, absolutely not, absolutely not. And I kept going. I just wouldn't let it go. I kept saying, why not? Tell me why. Give me the real reason why. And they finally gave me, or he finally gave me the reason. And I said, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. This man is highly accomplished, and I want him to be on my show, Steel Talking. Please, I really admire, I'm grateful for who he is and how he changed my life on this stage. So it's really quite remarkable when you find people that you want to interview. Like I interviewed Ramsey Lewis, one of my favorite ones. Do you remember that, Jonathan? I'm not sure if you were around then.
I don't think I was here, that's a humongous name in the music industry.
That's right. He was just remarkable, man. And he kept saying to me, gosh, I love your voice, Geraldine. You gotta have me on more, you know? He was so kind and generous, and he was a force to be reckoned with. An amazing man, a kind, gentle, secure man, black man. And I want to just say thank you, Lord, for giving me that opportunity to be able to interview him on WCCO radio. That was a really big deal. I do want to mention Dennis Spears. I have known Dennis Spears for a long time. I was in the group, More by Four. Yeah. Sanford Moore started that group. And Dennis and I became like sister and brother. dear, dear friends. If you know Dennis Spears, then you know how much joy this man brings to so many. You understand his antics and how much he loves singing and performing. And Dennis, if you're listening, I want you to know that I honor you for all the love that you gave me. When you moved here to Minnesota, we really became very close. And I keep saying to myself when I think about you, the memory here at WCCO Radio, you came into the studio. You came into the studio to interview with me. And I kind of just didn't tell you, but I wanted us to sing on air. I don't know. It was so much fun. And we sang Unforgettable. I remember it so well. Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near and far. And he would come in like a song of love. Oh, I remember that so well. It brought me absolute joy. I was so peaceful when he was in the studio, even with all of his antics and all his craziness. I love Dennis Spears. Thank you, Dennis, for being a friend of mine for so many years. So many, many years. All right, let's go over to the phones and talk with Gary from Brooklyn Park. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Jalen.
Hey, now.
I want to congratulate you on your 27 years. I know that I've called in numerous times and talked
yes,
to you.
Yes, you have.
And you have done so much for WCCO and for the area here with bringing up subjects that were important for people to talk about. Always being polite with people and always being able to listen to everybody. We're going to miss you.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I'm going to miss you all, every one of you. I'm going to miss you, but it's time.
Yeah, I have to ask you one question. How's your mother doing?
Mom is doing better. She is not spending much time outdoors and that sort of thing, but boy, all six of her children are completely engaged, and so whatever she needs, she gets.
That is one thing I've always asked you whenever I've talked to you, and you've always been so pleasant about it. And, Jalen, whatever you do in the future, we know it's going to turn out because we know Jalen still has got it all together.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary. Bless you, honey. Have a good life.
Have a great one, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go over to Joseph in St. Paul. Hey, Joseph.
Hello, Geraldine. Congratulations on 27 years. I've listened for most of those years. I'm 53 now.
Wow.
One memory that I have is probably well over a decade ago. We went through a stretch of rainy and cloudy days, like for an entire week. And you said, you know, just remember above those clouds is abundant sunshine. And that really, really helped me mentally that day, especially because we went through like a week of cloudy days. But I've shared that with people over the years, and I let them know where it came from. So you planted this seed in me with what you said that, you know, it just blossomed. You know, people are, you know, when I'd say that, they're like, oh, yeah, that's right, you know. And so you've helped a lot of people just from that one comment, and I'm so blessed that you know, I was able to tune in that day and hear your comment there. So I just really want to thank you. And our family loves the Steels. And I know whatever you do, it's going to turn to gold.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Say a prayer for me, okay?
Oh, most definitely.
Thank you.
I'm going to tune back in now and listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying not to cry. Oh, my gosh. What a night. What a night. Do we need to take a break, Jonathan? We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with your calls. Again, this is my final night tonight here at WCCL Radio after 27 years, and it has been a blast. It has been challenging, very, very challenging, but it was worth every moment of it because of you. We'll be back. Oh, Jonathan, you know how much I love this song, don't you? Yeah. You got a smile so bright. Yeah. You know, you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Steel Talking. As you know, tonight is my last night after 27 years here at WCCO Radio AM. And I am so grateful for the opportunity that they gave me because of Patti Peterson. I want to keep saying that she was the one. It's just really been quite remarkable. So we have a couple of guests. Jean from Maplewood. We are, she is on the phone now. How you doing, Jean?
Oh, honey, I'm so sad.
Oh, it's the Jean. It's the Jean.
It's my maple, the Maplewood Jean and the Judy, my sister. Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, honey, but
why?
I'm not. I'm not sad at all. You know, here's the thing. When you have done this much, you know, 27 years is a lot. There are young people that really want to be in this business, and it's time for me to move. You know, it's just time for me to give them an opportunity, open this up. And I do hope that it will be someone younger, much younger than me, who will take this spot. That's what I hope for. So I have had a great time. We've had a good time, Jean. Come on now. We've had a good time.
I know. I know. But, I haven't gone to, I've been to one of your concerts, but I want to be at the next concert of you and your wonderful family, or just maybe you and Javita. I don't know. But I'm going to be there with my sister. I just love you guys so much, and you mean so much to me. I love your voice, your talking voice, your singing voice, and you know I love your politics. So anyway,
you always get that in, woman. You always get that in.
I gotta get that in, honey. Gotta get that in. But I just love you, and I know I have your email or something. So maybe you're gonna get that or text or whatever. Once in a while, I might just say, "Hi, how you doing? This is Maple Jean from Maplewood."
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm getting older. Judy and I are 72, but, you know, we're still...
You're 72? No.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I know we don't look it because, hey, they had to card us when we were in our 30s. We still got that young look.
None of us think we look it, darling. Nobody thinks
we
look
wrinkles.
It.
We don't have any wrinkles. We no wrinkles.
We have no wrinkles.
Blonde hair. Yeah. Blonde hair, yeah. 72. Anyway, I'll let you go. But, honey, I love you so much. And, you are just a breath of fresh air on the radio. You always have been. So.
Okay. This is for you, Jean, because you have been a fan for so long. So you ready? This is for you.
Yeah.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. But goodbye. Please don't cry. Oh, honey, I'm going to start crying. I am so glad to hear your voice. Tell your sister I love her, too. And you guys take care of yourselves, okay?
You too. I love you. Goodbye.
Hey, say a prayer for me, okay?
I will.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, amazing.
So I did want to read some texts that have come in over the text line
before
we get to our next call. Text from the 763 area code. Thank you so much for your kindness and much love to you, and may your ministry bring you eternal joy. From the 763 again, Geraldine, we will miss you. We look forward to seeing you at other venues. So seeing you continue to sing. From the 612, all the best to you always. May the happiness you've brought to others be yours. And then from another one from 763 area code, it's been a pleasure to listen to you, Geraldine. I'll miss your segments with your son. Always funny and entertaining. Much love, Jason from Oak Grove.
Jason, thank you.
And now we have a special guest on the line. Special guest, are you there?
Right here.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to Miss Geraldine.
Eric Escola, Geraldine, how are you?
Hi, Eric. Wow, you just, what a shock. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my gosh, Eric. I have learned so much from you over the years. So much from you. With that kind smile of yours and that gentle demeanor, changed my life, man. I just watched
That's way too generous.
No, seriously. Just love you, man. And thank you for all that you poured into me.
Well, I did 30 at CCO, and you're close, 27.
If only.
Now, I want to give you a chance to plug your next gig. You and Fred did something over Thanksgiving?
We did Thanksgiving, man. It was a blast. Completely sold up, jam-packed. It was a blast. I had the best Thanksgiving, man. Only thing, I just wish all my siblings were there. I wish, you know, my mom was there with Shavita. But I had a great time, just a great time. So I will stay in touch with you and Kathy and everybody at TPT and just know that I love you so much. Thank you.
Well, likewise, I'm sure. And folks ought to know that, you know, Gerilyn is the musical maven, introduces the bands and stuff that we have on Almanac Channel 2 at 7 o'clock on Friday nights. And so we see each other regularly. So that's always been a joy. Great to hear you on a Sunday night talking about the arts. And, of course, more Minnesotans participate in the arts than go to football, basketball, baseball games combined, as you know. And you've made that point, and it's very germane. And what you and your family have done for the community over many, many years and sustained it and continue and will continue to do it is just really awe-inspiring. And hats off to you and all the folks in the family.
Thank you. And, of course, thank you for all the shows that you came to. Just to say, Gerilyn, I'm here to support you. I'm here to support you. Thank you for that. I'm going to cry, Eric.
Well, me too.
Love you all so much. Love you.
All right, Gerilyn. Congratulations on a great run.
Thank you. 27 years. Yes. Thank you. My goodness. Oh, what a night. What a night. Again, if you are just tuning in, listening to Steel Talk, and I just want to say that this is my last night. For those that don't know, this is my last time here at WCCO tonight. And it's been 27 years. My goodness. I keep thinking about others that I am so grateful for. Many of you have asked about Michael. I remember when we stopped doing that 9 o'clock hours from 9 to 10. And do I have that right? Or was it 10 to 11? It was
10
to 11. That's what it was. The Mom and Michael Hour is what it was called. And oh my gosh, he was living and still is living in Los Angeles. And I was here at home and he would always come home for the holidays. And I mean, we would talk about everything. Do you remember that, Jonathan?
Man. Well aware.
Well aware. Well aware. It was a lot.
That was when I started working here full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get personal for a second.
Okay.
I worked here on the overnights, and I was working Wednesday through Sunday. And I think the first few days I was here during the day, learning the shift, you know, trying to figure out what buttons to press and what faders to move up and everything. And I was very nervous about being here. And one of the big reasons is sitting just off to my left. It's the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you have a radio station, you have a phone line that's sitting in another room and you can go ahead and be your normal self. Well, you can attest, I'm sitting 3 feet away from you.
Yeah.
And the phone is 1 foot away from me. So I'm trying not to integrate myself into the show. And so I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous about taking phone calls in general. I don't want people to cuss over the air. I don't want all that. And I'm nervous about the job, even though I've done media work before. First time I met you was Sunday night, my first Sunday night walking in here, and I come in, and you come out of this studio, and you see, or I think you're in the mailroom or something, but you see me, and you say, are you the new board op? I say, yes, I am. I say, oh, come here, and you gave me a big hug, and that really gave me a lot of fortification that I would have allies here to help me succeed, because if I don't succeed, y'all don't succeed. Just because we push the buttons, we try to keep the people on air. But your warmth and your generosity have been apparent from the very second that I met you, and I'm always grateful for that.
Thank you, Jonathan. I remember when you started. We had a great time, though. He's been my producer for probably the longest amount of time, if I'm not mistaken.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, you've been with me for a long time. And with Michael, man, you had those sounds. Do you still have those sounds, the right sounds? Who was right? And your right sound was like
here.
The best out of the three of us.
Maybe
it was supposed to be Gerilyn, Michael, Jonathan. No. Jonathan would always do his sound bite. That was his thing. Did you find them?
Oh, they're right here.
Oh, they're right
fingertips.
Here.
Fingertips.
Okay, go. Who do we have first?
That is your right music.
you got that,
that
right.
That is in vogue.
In vogue, that's
from,
right.
From Never Gonna Get It.
Right, so anytime we disagreed, you remember that?
Yes.
We would do the right thing,
that,
right?
That's
oh,
correct.
Man, that was the one. That was the one.
That's yours.
Yeah, and every time mine came up before yours, it got on your nerves.
Well, let's give us the real reason that we got yours and mine. It's Michael's.
Yeah, it's Michael's.
Yes.
Oh, that's smoking. It's still smoking,
yes,
right?
It's still great. It's still phenomenal.
What is yours?
And then I just, you know, since I came into the conversation every now and again.
Oh, please.
Every now
oh,
and
please.
Again.
Please. You were always up
just,
in it.
I just had to have some sort of right music. And so I just did this.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't age too well now.
Yeah, it doesn't age too well.
Because that's Will Smith.
That's Will Smith? Yes. That's not Will
that's
Smith.
Will Smith.
No way.
That's Will Smith. Yes.
No kidding. Oh, Jonathan, you know how much I love this song, don't you? Yeah. You got a smile so bright. Yeah. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Steel Talkin'. As you know, tonight is my last night after 27 years here at WCCO Radio AM. And I am so grateful for the opportunity that they gave me because of Patty Peterson. I want to keep saying that she was the one. It's just really been quite remarkable. So we have a couple of guests. Jean from Maplewood. She is on the phone now. How you doing, Jean?
Hi. Oh, honey, I'm so sad.
Oh, it's the Jean. It's the Jean.
It's the Maplewood Jean and the Judy. My sister. Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, honey, but
why?
I'm not. I'm not sad at all. You know, here's the thing. When you have done this much, you know, 27 years is a lot. There are young people that really want to be in this business, and it's time for me to move. You know, it's just time for me to give them an opportunity, open this up. And I do hope that it will be someone younger, much younger than me, who will take this spot. That's what I hope for. So I have had a great time. We've had a good time, Jean. Come on now. We've had a good time.
I know. But, I haven't gone to, I've been to one of your concerts, but I want to be at the next concert of you and your wonderful family, or just maybe you and Javita. I don't know. But I'm going to be there with my sister. I just love you guys so much, and you mean so much to me. I love your voice, your talking voice, your singing voice, and you know I love your politics. So anyway,
you always get that in, woman. You always get that in.
I gotta get that in, honey. Gotta get that in. But I just love you, and I know I have your email or something. So maybe you're gonna get that or text or whatever. Once in a while, I might just say hi. How you doing? This is Maple Jean from Maplewood.
Right.
You know
right.
I'm getting older. Judy and I are 72, but, you know, we're still...
You're 72? No.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I know we don't look it because, hey, they had to card us when we were in our 30s. We still got that young look.
None of us think we look it, darling. Nobody thinks
we
look
wrinkles.
It.
We don't have any wrinkles. We no wrinkles.
We have no wrinkles.
Blonde hair. Yeah. Blonde hair, yeah. 72. Anyway, I'll let you go. But, honey, I love you so much. And, you are just a breath of fresh air on the radio. You always have been. So.
Okay. This is for you, Jean, because you have been a fan for so long. So you ready? This is for you.
Yeah.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. But goodbye. Please don't cry. Oh, honey, I'm going to start crying. I am so glad to hear your voice. Tell your sister I love her, too. And you guys take care of yourselves, okay?
You too. I love you. Goodbye.
Hey, say a prayer for me, okay?
I will.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, amazing.
So I did want to read some texts that have come in over the text line
before
we get to our next call. Text from the 763 area code. Thank you so much for your kindness and much love to you. And may your ministry bring you eternal joy.
Oh.
From the 763 again, Gerilyn, we will miss you. We look forward to seeing you at other venues. So seeing you continue to sing. From the 612, all the best to you always. May the happiness you've brought to others be yours. And then from the another one from 763 area code, it's been a pleasure to listen to you, Geraldine. I'll miss your segments with your son. Always and always funny and entertaining. Much love, Jason from Oak Grove. And now,
Jason, thank you.
And now we have a special guest on the line. Special guest, are you there?
Right here.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to Miss Geraldine.
Eric Escola, Geraldine, how are you?
Hi, Eric. Wow, you just, what a shock. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my gosh, Eric. I have learned so much from you over the years. So much from you. With that kind smile of yours and that gentle demeanor, changed my life, man. I just watched you.
That's way too generous.
No, seriously. Just love you, man. And thank you for all that you poured into me.
Well, I did 30 at CCO, and you're close, 27.
If only.
Now, I wanted to give you a chance to plug your next gig. You and Fred did something over Thanksgiving?
We did Thanksgiving, man. It was a blast. Completely sold up, jam-packed. It was a blast. I had the best Thanksgiving, man. Only thing, I just wish all my siblings were there. I wish, you know, my mom was there with Shavita. But I had a great time, just a great time. So I will stay in touch with you and Kathy and everybody at TPT and just know that I love you so much. Thank you.
Well, likewise, I'm sure. And folks, I know that you know Geraldine is the musical maven, introduces the bands and stuff that we have on Almanac Channel 2 at 7 o'clock on Friday nights, and so we see each other regularly. So that's always been a joy. Great to hear you on a Sunday night talking about the arts, and of course, more Minnesotans participate in the arts than go to football, basketball, baseball games combined, as you know, and you've made that point, and it's very germane. And what you and your family have done for the community over many, many years and sustained it and continue and will continue to do it is just really awe-inspiring. And hats off to you and all the folks in the family.
Thank you. And, of course, thank you for all the shows that you came to. Just to say, Geraldine, I'm here to support you. I'm here to support you. Thank you for that. I'm going to cry, Eric.
Well, me too.
Love you all so much. Love you.
All right, Geraldine.
Take
congratulations
care,
on a great run.
Thank you. 27 years. Yes. Thank you. My goodness. Oh, what a night. What a night. Again, if you are just tuning in, listening to Steel Talk, and I just want to say that this is my last night. For those that don't know, this is my last time here at WCCL tonight. And it's been 27 years. My goodness. I keep thinking about others that I am so grateful for. Many of you have asked about Michael. I remember when we stopped doing that 9 o'clock hours from 9 to 10. And do I have that right? Or was it 10 to 11?
10 to 11.
That's what it was. The Mom and Michael Hour is what it was called. And oh my gosh, he was living and still is living in Los Angeles. And I was here at home, and he would always come home for the holidays. And I mean, we would talk about everything. Do you remember that, Jonathan? Man.
Well aware.
Well aware. Well aware. It was a lot.
That was when I started working here full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get personal for a second.
Okay.
I worked here on the overnights, and I was working Wednesday through Sunday. And I think the first few days I was here during the day, learning the shift, you know, trying to figure out what buttons to press and what faders to move up and everything. And I was very nervous about being here. And one of the big reasons is sitting just off to my left. It's the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you have a radio station, you have a phone line that's sitting in another room, and you can go ahead and be your normal self. Well, you can attest, I'm sitting 3 feet away from you.
Yeah.
And the phone is 1 foot away from me. So I'm trying not to integrate myself into the show, and so I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous about taking phone calls in general. I don't want people to cuss over the air. I don't want all that. And I'm nervous about the job, even though I've done media work before. First time I met you was Sunday night, my first Sunday night walking in here, and I come in, and you come out of this studio, and you see, or I think you're in the mailroom or something, but you see me, and you say, are you the new board op? I say, yes, I am. I say, oh, come here, and you gave me a big hug, and that really gave me a lot of
fortification that I would have allies here to help me succeed. Because if I don't succeed, y'all don't succeed. Just because we push the buttons, we try to keep the people on air. But your warmth and your generosity have been apparent from the very second that I met you. And I'm always grateful for that.
Thank you, Jonathan. I remember when you started. We had a great time, though. He's been my producer for probably the longest amount of time, if I'm not mistaken.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, you've been with me for a long time. And with Michael, man, you had those sounds. Do you still have those sounds, the right sounds? Who was right? And your right sound was like the best out of the three of us. It was supposed to be Geraldine, Michael, Jonathan. No. Jonathan would always do his sound bite. That was his thing. Did you find them?
Oh, they're right here. Oh, they're right here. Fingertips.
Okay, go. Who do we have first?
That is your right music.
You got that right.
That is in vogue.
In vogue, that's
from,
right.
From Never Gonna Get It.
Right, so anytime we disagreed, you remember that?
Yes.
We would do the right thing,
that,
right?
That's correct.
Man, that was the one. That was the one.
That's yours.
Yeah, and every time mine came up before yours, you got on your nerves.
Well, let's give us the real reason that we got yours and mine. It's Michael's.
Yeah, it's Michael's.
Yes.
Oh, that's smoking. It's still smoking,
yes,
right?
It's still great. It's still phenomenal.
What is yours?
And then since I came into the conversation every now and again.
Oh, please.
Every now and
again. Oh, please. You were always up in it.
I just had to have some sort of right music. And so I just did this.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't age too well now.
Yeah, it doesn't age too
well. Because that's Will Smith.
That's Will Smith? Yes. That's not Will Smith.
That's Will Smith.
No way.
That's Will Smith. Yes.
No kidding.
That is Will Smith from...
So what song is that?
It's from his Lost and Found album. I'm trying to remember I think the name was called Get Back. It was basically a song that talked about all these hit songs that he didn't produce or he didn't write or he didn't sing and how he had jealousy that, yeah, I wish I would have done all those other songs. But that was at the very beginning of the song.
Oh.
And so I just wanted people to know that when I said, yeah, that, that's what it was. But
you
now,
but
it
sing is, a little bit
it's
of
aged
that.
Out. No.
No, come on. Sing a little
no,
bit of
I'm
this.
Good.
Just a
I'm good. No,
you know,
I'm
Jonathan,
okay.
you mean so much to me. Just a little
no,
bit.
No, that's
just
okay.
Just sing a little bit. You sing all the time.
I know you sing all the time. I know I mean
just
something
give me
to you.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if we know that each other that well.
What was that song we sang together at karaoke one night? Do you remember?
Excuse me.
What was that song?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
I can't. It's been a while.
It's really sad.
It's been a while.
We were at the Otter
Saloon.
The Otter Saloon. I have never been there and have not been there since.
And that's another thing.
Yeah.
Is that you are so approachable. That's why you have people calling in tonight. You're so approachable as a person. You have sang with the top of the top. You have been in the room on stage with Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
And James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And some of the greatest people that you can think about in the world of entertainment. Yet you will show up at one of the diviest dive bars in Minneapolis.
The diviest dive bar.
To join your coworkers to sing karaoke.
It was my first dive bar.
It was your first dive bar.
Yeah.
But you showed up.
I did.
With fear of the diviest of dives at all. To sing karaoke with some of your coworkers. And it was, I can't speak for everybody else, but I probably can. That was one of the biggest treats we've ever had.
It was really great, man. It was really fun. It was six of us from CCO that got up there to sing. Susie and I mean, it was
Adam
Steve.
Carter.
Yeah, it was
Steve
it was,
Simpson. Yeah,
it was a blast. So.
Laura Oakes.
Laura Oakes, man, I like her voice
yes.
too. I really do. All right, we got to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the Mom and Michael Hour and all so many stories that I have to tell, and I'll try to shorten them. But thank you so much for sticking and staying with me for 27 years. And just know that tonight is my last night on the radio here at WCCO. So thank you for sticking and staying with me. Coming up, Michael Battle will not be able to join us, but oh, I've got a lot to say. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you. But tonight is my last night tonight here at WCCO Radio. And I want to say thank you to CCO. Thank you for all of the leaders. When I look back at some of the people that have been involved, I want to say thank you to my producers first and foremost. They have worked so hard for me, and I'm grateful. Of course, you've heard the voice of Jonathan Lowe, so thank you, Jonathan. It's been quite a few years. How many now?
Off and on, 14.
Yep, and about I think 14. Chris Tubbs has been with me, but not as long as you.
Correct. He's been with you for about 3 years.
Yeah, I was thinking three or four. The other producers that I've enjoyed so much, Chris Elston, oh my gosh, he was so much fun. We had a great time together. Craig Scheffler, I never thought I would have Craig for a producer, and he was that guy. You know, that guy that knew so much about everything. I really appreciate you, Craig, if you're listening. Susan Blanche, sister girl. That's my sister girl right there. She's so fabulous. We know her. We love her here on Steele Talkin'. Jimmy Erickson. Jimmy, oh my gosh, dude, you have been so much fun as a producer. I really enjoyed working with you. There were those times when you would come in a little mad, but I got over it. You know, I don't know what was your problem. What was your problem? But I got over it very quickly. Dennis Matuszek. Oh, he used to come in late at night on a Sunday night, and he was just wonderful here at WCCO. Shaletta Brundage is one of the newest ones. Shaletta has been a force to reckon with, and it is amazing how much she can love on people. What she has invested in me as far as advice has been remarkable. She's a remarkable marketer, and I honor you for that. I hope you will be here for a long time, Shaletta. I will miss you, dear. I will miss you. For those I forgot, please apologize. I apologize for forgetting you, but I don't mean to. It's just that I don't remember today. Hopefully tomorrow it'll be different. Also, program directors. We had Wendy Paulson, the first woman, if I'm not mistaken. Was she the second? I think it was. Wait a minute. Yeah, I think Wendy was the first. And if she was, I'm so grateful for her. She was always very supportive. Even to this day, she'll call every now and then, or I'll run into her, and it's just big hugs, you know. Bob Schomper, I remember Bob, enough said. Okay, how about Lindsay Peterson? Lindsay Peterson was also a program director. He's been many things here at WCCO. Thanks for all that you've done, Lindsay. Really appreciate it. John Hansen is now our program director. He's only been here for, what, 2 years, is it, Jonathan, I think?
No, Hansen was here for 2 years, uh-huh. and now it is Brad Lane.
Brad Lane is our current one. How do I forget? That he and I just met for the first time about a month ago. So there you go.
It's been hard with the pandemic.
It has. And then do I have time to just for a little bit more?
Let's get that to the next hour.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you. But tonight is my last night tonight here at WCCO Radio. And I want to say thank you to CCO. Thank you for all of the leaders. When I look back at some of the people that have been involved, I want to say thank you to my producers first and foremost. They have worked so hard for me, and I'm grateful. Of course, you've heard the voice of Jonathan Lowe, so thank you, Jonathan. It's been quite a few years. How many now?
Off and on, 14.
Yep, and
about
I think
14.
Chris Tubbs has been with me, but not as long as you.
Correct. He's been with you for about 3 years.
Yeah, I was thinking three or four. The other producers that I've enjoyed so much, Chris Elston, oh my gosh, he was so much fun. We had a great time together. Craig Scheffler, I never thought I would have Craig for a producer, and he was that guy. You know, that guy that knew so much about everything. I really appreciate you, Craig, if you're listening. Susan Blanche, sister girl. That's my sister girl right there. She's so fabulous. We know her. We love her here on Steele Talkin'. Jimmy Erickson. Jimmy, oh my gosh, dude, you have been so much fun as a producer. I really enjoyed working with you. There were those times when you would come in a little mad, but I got over it. You know, I don't know what was your problem. What was your problem? But I got over it very quickly. Dennis Matuszek. Oh, he used to come in late at night on a Sunday night, and he was just wonderful here at WCCO. Shaletta Brundage is one of the newest ones. Shaletta has been a force to reckon with, and it is amazing how much she can love on people the what she has invested in me as far as advice has been remarkable. She's a remarkable marketer, and I honor you for that. I hope you will be here for a long time, Shaletta. I will miss you, dear. I will miss you. For those I forgot, please apologize. I apologize for forgetting you, but I don't mean to. It's just that I don't remember today. Hopefully tomorrow it'll be different. Also, program directors. We had Wendy Paulson, the first woman, if I'm not mistaken. Was she the second? I think it was. Wait a minute. Yeah, I think Wendy was the first. And if she was, I'm so grateful for her. She was always very supportive. Even to this day, she'll call every now and then, or I'll run into her, and it's just big hugs, you know. Bob Schomper, I remember Bob, enough said. Okay, how about Lindsay Peterson? Lindsay Peterson was also a program director. He's been many things here at WCCO. Thanks for all that you've done, Lindsay. Really appreciate it. John Hansen is now our program director. He's only been here for, what, 2 years, is it, Jonathan, I think?
No, Hansen was here for 2 years, uh-huh. and now it is Brad Lane.
Brad Lane is our current one. How do I forget that? He and I just met for the first time about a month ago. So there you go.
It's been hard with the pandemic.
It has. It has. And then do I have time to just for a little bit more?
Let's get that to the next hour.
All right. We'll be back in a moment.